All right. So we might open up in a word of prayer. So let's pray. Father, as we come now to open your word again for this short devotion, I do pray, yes, the Holy Spirit will work through me, that people will hear and we'll be encouraged by your word this afternoon. And we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are a God that is eternal and everlasting. And we thank you for all things you've done for us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. So this afternoon, we're going to look at Psalm 139. Psalm 139 is a psalm that is well known and is well loved. This psalm is one of my favourite psalms. And it's a psalm given to me by my dad when I was leaving to move to Queensland. I had some discouraging things said to me and making sure it's the Lord's will and different stuff. And Dad said, go read Psalm 139, which I did. And I've been up here nearly 20 years. This psalm was written by David to the chief musician. And it was a personal psalm to David. A personal psalm means that he describes what he is feeling throughout the psalm. In this psalm, we see a progression of God coming to search David. We also see David praising God by referring to some of God's attributes, his omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence, and we'll then see David asking God to search him. So now let's open our Bibles and we'll read Psalm 139. So open your Word of God up to Psalm 139 and we'll commence reading at verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul know right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine eyes take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. And we all say amen, that's it. As I was studying this psalm, I noticed that God's name was used in three different ways. First, we see Lord, so capital Lord. Lord here is Jehovah, self-existent or eternal. We see that in Psalm 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me. Also in Psalm 139:4, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. And also in Psalm 139:21, do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? And then the second name of God we see is El, E-L, in Hebrew, or the Almighty One, powerful, strong. The form of the word El in Hebrew stresses his capability to be powerful and strong. We see this in Psalm 139:17, which says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. And also in 139:23, search me, O God, and know my heart, try me and know my thoughts. And then, excuse my Hebrew, the third name of God we see is Elohim, or the deity of God. This name is derived from El, that we just read, and it also means almighty, powerful, strong. However, in contrast to El, the form of the Hebrew stresses the eternity of God's power over the capability. Hebrew stresses the eternity of God's power over the capability. And we see this in Psalm 139:19. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. And I was interested to see God's name being used in these different ways. So I really enjoyed researching that out and seeing that. So now let us look at this personal psalm of David and how it applies to our lives. The first point I'd like to look at is God searches David, and we read that in Psalm 139:1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. The word search in this psalm it occurs twice. We see this at the start and at the end, and where David asks the Lord to search him. And this word search occurs 25 more times in the KJV. So some examples are 1 Chronicles 28:9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. We also, in Jeremiah 17:10, you're welcome to write these down. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his spirits, of his doings. And then if we turn back to Psalm 44. So if we can turn to Psalm 44. And verse 21. Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. So the Lord God Jehovah came and searched and known David. God knows all things and all things of the heart. He will search us out in the same way. And David expands this thought and prays in this psalm. So we'll read Psalm 139 again, with verses 1 to 6. And as we do, we'll We'll make our way through this psalm a little bit. There's heaps in this psalm. I'm only touching the minimal of it. I have to laugh. My wife looked over my message and said, "Wow, you got the bare bones here." So she has helped a little bit with this. So praise the Lord for wives. So let's read verses 1 to 6 again. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. So now we look at the omniscience of God. Don't worry, you'll get the meaning. So these couple of these meanings, I actually got it from the Webster Dictionary. So omniscience means the quality of knowing all things at once. Universal knowledge, or knowledge unbounded or infinite. So omniscience is one of God's attributes. God has many attributes. And so this attribute is shown throughout God's word. And one of my favourite places is in John chapter 1, 45 to 49. So let's go over to John chapter 1. And in this passage, I love the reaction from Nathanael in this passage. So let's go to John chapter 1, 45 to 9. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saying of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence thou knowest thou me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And then his reply was, Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. So God, obviously we see, knew, he saw Nathanael there before even Nathanael knew. So that's one of my favourite places of where God shows his omniscience. And so as we looked at that, we go back to Psalm 139. We see David praising God. David praising God for his all-knowing attribute and finding comfort in the thought that God knows all things and yet came and searched him out personally. The God who knows all things and all people is still interested in a close relationship with us as individuals. So the third point we see then is in the psalm is the omnipresence of God. So back to 139, verses 7 to 12. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both like to thee. So omnipresent means is presence in every place at the same time, unbounded or universal presence. And again, this is another attribute of God. And so David felt God's presence was with him, and he was giving praise to God for that. We too can know that God's presence is with us as he was with David. We see this all throughout God's word. So we see this in Deuteronomy 4:39. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart that the Lord, he is God in heaven and above, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. We also see in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with thee, and he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And also in Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And I haven't put this in my message, but that's all right. I've noticed also the Lord here is Jehovah. So it's talking about Jesus, Jehovah, here as well. And it is comforting to know that God is not just present everywhere, but he is present with us today. And I do have a story of my own life that really shows God's omniscience and omnipresence. And this story is about my mum and dad. 17 years ago, my parents were involved in a crash. This impact that they had should have just killed them straight away. But the Lord was there with them. And so what happened, a semi had lost two wheels and a brake drum off its axle, off its trailer, and hit my parents' Isuzu truck when they were shifting bees one night. And the area they were in, by rights, the truck should have just got knocked straight off the road into a big gum tree. But it didn't. It went 100 metres up the road. And then it went through the shrub, and either side of this shrub, this is my parents explaining this to me, there was gum trees either side of the truck as well. And my mum's head, she said it was just getting tossed through back and forth. And she said to Dad, if this truck doesn't stop, I'm sure to be dead. And as soon as she said that, the truck came to a stop before it actually went into an irrigation drain and then a banana plantation on the other side of this irrigation drain. And from there, each step that happened was out of the 7 nights of shifting bees, this was the first time Mum took her mobile phone, because generally there's no reception when you're working on the bees out in the bush. So out of the 7 nights, Mum had a phone, but also she's like, where is the torch? And the torch was just right there beside her. And when you look at the torch later, there was actually a hole in the top of the torch's lens. But it didn't break the globe. So she was able to turn the torch on. And not just that, the other part was the phone was just in arm's reach of her. She actually did have the wheel brace come up into her arm as well. So she was dealing with that pain. While she was dealing with that, Dad was dealing with his foot through the front of the truck, and that left a really big hole in his heel. But from there, later on they amputated his leg, so he's on a prosthetic foot now. And through it all, there's a lot more to the story, but through it all, God was with them all the way. God was present with them. He knew this was going to happen. And God kept them. Again, my parents shouldn't be here today. The Lord kept them. He was present with them. So they may see back then it was not a good time of year. Naomi and I, it was a great time. We got engaged that year. but God's presence was with them. Each step of the way, God was with them. And so... as we just looked at the omnipresence of God, we are going now to look at God's omnipotence. And omnipotence is another great attribute that God holds. This attribute means infinite or boundless power. And we see this through, I see this through Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee. When I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. David, So God has worked before we even were born. So God had us worked before we were even born. Because man is a wonderful creation of God, he should celebrate the praise of his Creator. Like the psalmist said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And so continuing on in verse 17 to 18, it says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. David knew, I can't stop thinking of how much God cares and loves us, how much he wants to be with us. And so this brings us to our final point where David asking God to search his heart. And we see this in verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. David knew that God had come and searched him. He stated this in verse 1. But this time he really wanted God to come and search him. Thoroughly be examined by God to know his heart and thoughts. So God can show him any sin in his life and for him to get his life right for God. David had the comforting thoughts that God knows all things and ever presence with him. David wanted to be led in the way of everlasting. He wanted to walk righteously with God. We live in a culture of being outwardly known, but not truly known by other people. This has been the case since the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve tried to hide from God. We cannot hide from God. He truly knows us. We have a desire to be known, our struggles and our triumphs and our heartaches. In addition to knowing everything, both good and bad, about us, God loves us more than we can begin to imagine. So in closing, we too can get our lives right with God. Maybe there's something in our lives that we need to confess to God. Maybe we know that God is present with us, but we are trying to keep him from knowing us. God wants us to be present with him, and he has given us forgiveness. All we need to do is confess our sins, and we know the verse, because he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let us all know that we can be comforted to know that our God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present with us. May the Lord add his blessing to the word today. Thank you.